Welcome everyone to another edition of the Jetstream Off-Season. We're here today with Glenn and Emma, and we're about to go and have a chat with a few of the boys. The Newcastle Jets, and through Ben O'Neill, have been very gracious in allowing us to have some time with them today, and we appreciate that. So we're going to chat to a few of the boys. I hope that you enjoy the conversations, and we'll speak to you again in the next edition. Okay, first up with me, we've got Jack Duncan. Jack, welcome to the Jetstream.
Thank you very much.
Mate, opening question. How many Weet-Bix do you do?
I haven't had Weet-Bix in a long time, but I think I used to do about eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, you'd be going through a packet a week, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's why I stopped eating.
All right, look, we probably should get to the first question. We've just had Scott Miller get you to ask you about a particular event here at training, and a zinger pass out to the left fullback.
Yeah.
Do you want to clarify that for us?
What you got to do. Saw him open. I thought the grass needed a little bit of a mow, so I've just slayed it across the grass, and I think it's about 2 centimetres shorter now.
Nice work, mate. I actually didn't see it, but good work. You're clearly impressing Scott. How have you found the pre-season so far? You're back in Newcastle, so how are you finding it?
Yeah, it's been really good. The really good environment. With the boys, everyone's really keen to do well this year, and I think the environment that we have and the drive amongst the team, I think that's only going to make us better and then succeed as a team.
You're back in Newcastle for your second stint after going to Perth and then a stint with Randers overseas in Denmark. What brought you back to Newcastle?
It was just the opportunity to come back to Australia and hopefully establish myself as the number one here. With Brisbane having a great season last year and moving on, hoping to step in and fill his shoes in a way. So that's what brought me back, mainly just the opportunity to come back. I know the club, I know the city, the fans, and the whole environment I thought was just going to be really good for me, hopefully, to go on.
Oh, it's really good to see you back, someone who's certainly not unfamiliar to the club. Yep. Obviously, you didn't play on Wednesday night, but you were on the bench. What have the team talked about in the post-mortem, I guess, to the FFA Cup defeat?
Yeah, we were disappointed, obviously, with the result, but we could see the things that we've been working on during training for the first 5 or so weeks that we've been going, the patterns of play and what we want to be known as for a team this year. And we could definitely see signs of that throughout the game. Obviously, that will come better with the more games we have. We only had one game previously to that one. So I think moving forward, we just got to stay focused on what we want to do on and off the ball. And, we're staying positive.
So the team depart this week for Tamworth. Have you been to Tamworth before?
I have. My last year here, 3 years ago, we went for a pre-season tour up there as well, so it should be good.
Are you looking forward to going away with the team and getting a bit of bonding time, I guess, to get to know each other all a bit better?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about, these pre-season tours. Not only getting out in the community and seeing the supporters, but also going away for a couple of days and spending a bit more time with each other. I'm not looking forward to my team song that I have to do probably in front of the boys, but that's what you got to do, so it's all right.
What song have you picked?
I'm not really sure yet. I have to go through the iPod and have a look.
Oh, geez. Just make sure it's something that has one key or just very few words. Yourself coming back, you said that you're looking to establish yourself as number one. Have you set yourself any other goals for this season?
Really, for me, obviously, apart from trying to be the number one, and then it's more also about game time. With the A-League, it's being a relatively short, season. If I can establish myself and, start the season off, then I'm aiming to hopefully play 20 games this year as a minimum. And that's a goal that I've set for myself. And that's, something. And then, obviously, we've got the team goals as well. They're a bit more in-house. And so, for me personally, that's what I've set for myself.
Very good. And how would you rate your time over in Denmark? Was it a good learning experience?
Yeah, fantastic. The environment over there is just another level, really, and it's a different kind of mindset with how the teams are set up. There's not so much a salary cap and squad restrictions, so you're really fighting for your spot every week. And also just the intensity and environment in training, it definitely improves everyone in the team. And I found myself from the start to the end, I really improved, and I can see that now coming back here and stepping in with these boys. I feel like I'm ready to play.
All right, last question before we let you go. What's something that you would say outside of football that you're good at that others that might actually surprise some other people? And we're not going to talk about singing. because Andrew Naboo's standing here shaking his head as well. I think he's just had a chat with one. What song have you picked, Andrew?
I'll leave that as a surprise.
this surprise song, I've never heard of it because Jack said the same. So what's something outside of football, Jack, that might surprise people?
I do like golf. Maybe I can't talk myself up too much that I'm that good, but I do enjoy playing golf. So I'd say my drive off the tee isn't too bad.
All right, no worries. Tamworth Lynx will certainly be getting a bit of a hit up in a couple of days. Jack Duncan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're here with Andrew Hull, returning player to the Newcastle Jets and a homeboy. We'll start with the opening question. Andrew, how many Weet-Bix do you do?
Usually about 4 or 5 in the morning.
4 or 5.
If I choose to have them, yeah.
Yeah, right. What else do you do instead of Weet-Bix?
Porridge usually, yeah.
Nice. Cold mornings, porridge.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Good for the energy system.
It is. Bit of honey?
Yeah. Oh, no, not really.
Okay.
Just sort of plain, yeah, a few strawberries and blueberries or whatnot
nice.
In there.
Excellent. All right, we'll get into some more pertinent questions. This pre-season, how difficult have you found it compared to others that you've been involved in?
Well, I think pretty similar. Obviously, you do... You know, so a lot of ball work, trying to do a lot of ball work as well, because you get fitness with the ball as well, which is pretty good for the players. And no, it's been hard, obviously. And I think they're all pretty similar, to be honest. And you know, it's always trying to work towards that first game, but you know, it's not easy. But the boys are working hard.
Okay, so with your return to the team, have you found anything different? Does it feel like you're settling back in, returning, or does it feel like you sort of never left?
Yeah, it does feel a little bit different. Obviously, I went away for a year and come back, but it's, you know, the same surroundings and things like that. I think the identity of the team's very different to when I was here before, and the team's working hard, and, you know, we're looking forward to the first game of the season.
For sure. And you've obviously caught up with a few blokes that were here when you left as well, so that probably makes it a bit easier as well, returning.
Yeah, obviously, I knew some of the boys still here, and, you know, the boys that are new, obviously, you know, I've seen them around before as well, so... You know, it's nothing too unusual for me. It was easy to settle back in.
For sure. Good to have some homemade food as well.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, being a home makes it easy, but, you know, don't want to get stuck with the parents too often.
Fair enough. So since the FFA Cup on Wednesday evening in what I'd have to describe as atrocious conditions, what sort of discussions have the coaching staff and the players had amongst themselves about the performance and the result?
Between the coaching staff and the players, I think, you know, it was very positive coming out of the match. And I think, obviously, first half an hour from the players' point of view and the team's point of view and the staff's point of view, I think we did very well. Obviously, as the game went on, you know, it's their first real hit out, so we got a bit sloppy there towards the end. But, you know, I think there's definitely some really good signs to come out of the game. But, you know, we need results. And that was a game that needed resulting. But, you know, it's not to worry. Obviously, we've got the season coming up, and that's our main focus now.
For sure. Excellent. So you and the team are about to head away to Tamworth and the northern region for a bit of a pre-season tour. What are you looking forward to as part of that trip?
Obviously, getting to know some of the new faces. I think going away with the team is obviously good for that, and it creates a good environment amongst the group. And you know, obviously, we've got the game against Mariners as well, so we're looking to get a good result for the team there and bounce back from last week's loss.
Excellent. Yeah, great. And so, just on a personal level, what sort of goals have you set for yourself for the season ahead?
Definitely to be better in the front third. I think goals and assists need to become more potent in front of goal. And you know, I'm working on the training paddock to ensure that happens. And you know, just looking forward to getting out there playing for Newcastle fans again.
Excellent. One other thing, this is, you know, a bit of a personal question, nothing too strenuous, but what's something outside of football that you're good at that might surprise some people to learn?
I like doing music, DJing, yep. And that, so that's a hobby I picked up a few years ago, and you know, it's really good for outside of football because it takes my mind off football. You don't want to have football 24/7 because, you know, it becomes a bit of a head brainer there, so you don't want to have too often, and it's, you know, it's a good hobby for me to kill time outside of football.
Yeah, for sure. Have you ever thought about, performed at any clubs or anything?
No, nothing, just laying low with it. I think it's, you know, football obviously my main priority, yeah. And I want to do that, so no, that's just in the background. It's just a hobby outside of football at this stage.
For sure. Excellent. Well, thanks very much for your time, Andrew.
No worries.
Best luck for the season.
Thank you.
Hi Jets fans, I'm here with Andrew Naboo after training today. We have a few questions. Firstly, thanks for joining us, Andrew.
No problem, my pleasure.
Opening question, pretty easy one. How many Weet-Bix do you do?
I try not to do too much because I don't want to be too heavy for training. Probably 3.
3 is pretty respectable.
Not as much as Tim Cahill, but I don't score goals like him, so I probably should eat more.
I don't know, I reckon Cahill probably does too many.
Yeah.
Okay, so pre-season, how have you found this pre-season compared to other ones you've been involved in?
Well, it's pretty similar to how it was at Victory. Obviously, it was the intensity is a lot higher than what it was when I was in Malaysia. So it was a little bit to get used to coming back, but I love it. I mean, I love coming off the field and, you know, I can't breathe and my legs are killing me, and that's what pre-season's about, I guess. Otherwise, you never really get anywhere during the season. So, no, it's just really good. The boys are linking up well and we're all gelling, and I think we're going to be, you know, one of the teams to look out for this season.
Good to hear you're not leaving anything in the tank. Okay, so that leads us on to how do you feel you're fitting in as a new player?
Well, I think I've, you know, it feels like I've been here more than, you know, a month, which is what I wanted coming in as a new boy. All the boys have taken me on, you know, really well, and, you know, I'm really happy to be here. It's really chilled, as in Newcastle. The team, you know, is real intense. Everyone's on each other's backs, which is good, and, you know, I love it. I love it. It couldn't be a better club for me to come to.
I noticed you and Hoffy were hooking up quite well as a nice pairing on in the FFA Cup on Wednesday night. Do you think that's going to develop further through the season?
I hope so. You know, Hoffy, he's an experienced player, and that's what I want, especially on that side. He teaches me a lot, obviously, because he's played there before. And, you know, I couldn't be happy to link up with someone like him, especially, you know, like I said, having him... Having been an attacker and someone so experienced, it's so good. If we can get that combination working throughout the season, I think we'll be hard to stop on that side.
So I think that was a good thing that I saw for you in the FFA Cup. How did you feel about the performance in light of the result?
Oh, you know, the result definitely didn't, you know, it had nothing to do with, it didn't show our true performance. I think we outplayed Victory. You know, from start to finish, we gave away some, you know, two silly goals, and the penalty, obviously, and I think it wasn't a true reflection of how we played. I thought we were unreal, and, you know, obviously there's room for improvement, but that's what pre-season's for, and I think, you know, the next time we play Victory, we'll be with key players coming back in. I think we'll give them a really good test.
Smash them next time, like to hear that. So what about Tamworth? Are you looking forward to the Tamworth pre-season trip?
100%. It's good to get, you know, that community and that environment involved in what we want. And also it's a good chance for us as a team to go away on our first trip together and, you know, gel. I mean, that's the most important thing about going away as a team. It's just to, you know, kind of get everyone together, find out what each other's likes and dislikes are, and that, you know, helps us gel together.
So next time we talk to you, can we ask you about the roommate stories?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what about goals for this season? Do you have any particular goals, anything you want to achieve out of this season?
I just want to play as many games for 90 minutes as possible and to get success for this team. You know, my biggest thing in the A-League is at my age now, I have to be playing football, and that's why I came here, especially with, you know, the gaffer. He wants to take a chance on young boys, and so far I think I've played really well and proven myself, but hopefully I can keep that going and cement my spot and, you know, bring the team success and just score and assist as many as I can.
Super. I look forward to seeing that. Last question, a little bit of a light one to end with. What's something that you're good at, other than football, that the listeners might be surprised to know about? Got any hidden skills?
I rate myself in, like, drawing. I love drawing. The boys will see me as well in the hotel, wherever. I'm just constantly sketching away, and I've got sketchbooks lying around everywhere, and that might be something to surprise people. But no, I think, yeah, that's one thing other than football. My life's been mainly about football, so, you know, it's hard to find something else that you like, but yeah, no, that's one of them.
God would have to strike you down if you were good at too many things, so that's all right. All right, that's all my questions. Thank you so much for talking to us, Andrew.
Cheers.
Okay, we're here with Labby Halidi. Labby, welcome back onto the Jetstream. You're almost a semi-regular now.
Yeah, I can't complain. It's been good.
Mate, opening question. How many Weet-Bix do you do?
Say 3 to 4.
3 to 4, okay. Yeah. Jack Duncan reckons he does 8.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
And I'm here every morning.
Look, for you, pre-season, I guess, has been about continuing your rehab and your return from injury. Just how far off are you getting back out in the park with the boys?
I'm not that far, but I'm just taking it daily. It's going good. I think I'm well ahead of it, and you know, I've joined in most of the sessions. I'm doing a fair bit of minutes, and the loads are getting up. So I think it's good. It's going good. So it's keeping good, and just be, you know, got to be patient.
Yep, it's going to be a special moment when you can get back out on the pitch and put the shirt back on to play with the fellas. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, look, I think it's been a long time, but you know, it's maybe a bit emotional too. You know, the support from the fans I've got throughout the year, or throughout the year. So, you know, for me, it's always special when I play at home. It will be emotional, but
we can't wait to see you back out there, that's for sure. You've welcomed, I guess, the team, welcomed a number of new players into the team from overseas and from other A-League clubs as well. How are they, some of them coming back in as well, how are they all settling into the squad?
Yeah, they're settling in a lot. I think some of them have been here before, some are in the league, some from overseas. I think they're all, you know, they're here for a reason, obviously, they're all fitting well, so so far so good.
You're heading away with the boys to Tamworth?
If it's not me, there's no trip. Nah, but yeah, I think we're looking forward as a team together. You know, this is our first trip. We'll see if we're all together. So, a bit of time and probably a few songs yet to sing. We'll be good.
So, I heard that a couple of boys had to sing a song. What song did you sing when you returned to the team?
Which first, second, third time?
Third time. So we're releasing Labby's collection of songs on coming soon to DVD. Or coming soon to CD.
We returned, so you know. Last year, I had to sing. I think it was, I believe, like a flight. Like
yeah, right.
I was flying.
I guess a successful return to injury goes without saying, but what goals have you set yourself to achieve this year? All right. Final question before you let you go. Something outside of football that you're good at that might surprise other people?
Coaching kids.
Coaching kids.
I like that. I enjoy it. It's a passion of mine, and I really enjoy the young generation. So, yeah.
A career move after football, do you think?
Why not?
We'll say.
You know, that's just, you know, I think it's got to do more with that I'm around football 24/7, so I think that's something I enjoy. So, yeah, that's, I enjoy that a lot.
All right. No worries. Labby, thanks very much for joining us on the Jetstream.
Thank you.
See ya.
Okay, I'm here with Daniel Mullen, fullback extraordinaire, centre-back extraordinaire, I should say. We'll start with an easy one here, Daniel, after this car passes. How many Weet-Bix do you do?
How many Weet-Bix? Normally four.
Normally four? Sometimes five if you're feeling...
Yeah, if I'm extra hungry, I might go to five, but normally four.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, has to have honey on it though.
Honey?
Yeah.
Must have honey.
Honey, not sugar.
And do you use hot water?
No.
No.
Hot milk.
Hot milk, hot, hot milk.
Hot milk and honey and a lot of honey. And then just mix it together.
Fantastic. I might have to try that.
Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. So we'll get on to some more serious stuff now. So with the preseason just sort of, you're probably, 6 weeks into it so far?
Yeah, about that.
How difficult have you found this one compared to previous, both here and with Adelaide, etc.?
Yeah, it's been different. It's been, there's been no sort of running without the ball at all, which has been good. But at the same time, it's been really tough. It's been, a high tempo sort of training schedule, and it's been good. It's been quick. It's been sharp, and it's been enjoyable. But it's definitely been tough.
Excellent.
It's been up there with one of the tougher ones for sure.
Excellent. Well, look pretty fiery out there with the little game that you had this morning. So that's always good. Some competitive edge there.
Yeah, and today's our third day of training in a row as well, and we've had two tough sessions before this. So. The boys are definitely feeling it, but you can see so far we're a much more dynamic team than last year.
For sure. Yeah. Excellent. And so with your coming back to the team now for a second full season, how do you find the new guys that are coming in? How are they settling into the team and the atmosphere around the place?
I think we've got a good core group of boys that have remained from last season, and they've sort of translated the messages on from what we want to achieve here and the fundamentals and what we stand for, and I think it's really important that when you get new signings, they come in and they adapt, you know, quickly. And the ones that we've brought in so far have been exceptional. What they've brought to the club so far is professionalism, you know, and definitely a bit of extra quality, you know, that we've been lacking. You know, so they've offered a lot so far. And coming to Australia, you know, it's always hard for people to come in and to acclimatise and get used to the way of playing, but so far they've adapted really well.
It's good to know. Excellent, well done. So with the FFA Cup result on Wednesday night in some pretty poor conditions, what have the discussions been around between both the players and the coaches? What did you get out of that game?
Yeah, it's you never want to go into a game not wanting to win. So first and foremost, it was disappointing that we didn't get a result, because you know, I thought we played some brilliant football, and the coaching staff have sort of you know, echoed that statement as well. They're very pleased with the way that we've been playing, and what we've been working on in training actually came out, and I thought that we dominated pretty much the majority of the game. So now it's all about those finer details, you know, between winning and losing games. And luckily we've got 9 weeks of the season start, so we can work on that, and you know, we can sort of clean up some little areas, but the majority was very pleasing.
Excellent. Yeah, no, well, as far as the fans' perspective, it did look like you dominated, especially in the middle of the park and in the backs. A few little mistakes here or there, and a soft penalty call was the difference on the evening, as far as we could see. So, yeah, very positive signs. So you're about to head away to Tamworth and the northern New South Wales region for a pre-season trip. What are you looking forward to as part of that?
I think it's always important, and it's always good to get little trips away, because you get that team bonding. You know, to be honest, we don't really need it, because the team's so tight already. You know, everyone gets on with everyone. There's no divide in the team, and there's been a really great culture so far, which has been impressive. But you know, to even get away, you're away from your family, you know, your immediate family and your close friends and people that you're normally around every day. You're away from them, so you got to rely on your teammates and your coaching staff, you know, for everything really. So it's going to bring us closer together, you know, first and foremost. And then away from that, you know, we've still got football to play, so, you know, we can work on things over there and really clear our minds and, you know, and sort of focus in on what we're trying to do this season.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose it's also a precursor to an away day as well. When you're away from home, you're sleeping in an unfamiliar bed, and you can sort of get some patterns together for those away days when the season kicks off proper.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, different behaviours and expectations will sort of be you know, brought in, all the guidelines, and you know, get everyone adapted as quick as possible.
For sure. Excellent. And so on a personal level, what sort of goals have you set for yourself for the season ahead?
At the moment, I haven't looked too far ahead, because we've still got 9 weeks. You sort of want to you know, your goals are more short term, or mine are anyway.
Yeah.
And at the moment, you know, that's just getting through pre-season, trying to get to a good fitness level. And once you get to that level, you know, you sort of steer away from those soft tissue injuries. And if I can get there and you know, a bit of consistency with games, then I'll assess, you know, my goals for the upcoming season.
For sure. Yeah. Well, it's a nice pragmatic answer. We might have to hit you up again when the season starts and see where you're at then.
Definitely. Yeah.
For sure. And just something to finish on. What's something outside of football that you consider yourself good at that might come as a surprise to people?
Ah, okay. Well, this question would have been nice to know before.
Oh, sorry.
Cheers. Nah, cheers, Benny. outside of football.
Don't be shy. If you're good at something, just, yeah, let us know. It could be anything. Cooking.
Oh, cooking.
Cooking?
How do you know? Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, all right. So at the moment, I've got a new housemate, Lockie.
Yeah.
Lachlan Jackson. And we've been cooking pretty much every night for the last month.
Yeah, right.
Every night we sort of take a photo of our food and send it to Jason Hoffman, because he struggles a bit in the kitchen, and you know, we try and help him out here and there, but
nice.
Yeah, we're pretty decent chefs.
That's good. Do you just send him a picture, or do you send him the method too, or just hope he finds his own way?
Well, we send him a picture of what we've cooked up, and then he'll normally send one back, and then we'll sort of give him tips.
Nice.
You know, how we could improve it, or
nice.
Most of them are basic, because he is a little bit basic at the moment, but his wife's away in Melbourne, so he's got an excuse.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Daniel. All the best for the season.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hi again, Jets fans. Emma here again, and this time I'm with Jason Hoffman. Thank you for giving us your time after training.
No problem. Pleasure to talk.
So our opening question is pretty easy. How many Weet-Bix do you do?
Believe it or not, I like to keep it light of a morning. So I don't like training on too full of stomachs. So I only do three, to be honest. Three with Zymeel milk, so it's easy on the stomach.
Zymeel, the lactose digested milk.
That's it, purely because later in the day I know I'll top up with too many coffees.
Coffee with hoffy, yes, that's the thing. Sorry, Jets fans, I realised I just had my phone the wrong way around, so if that sounded shit to begin with, my bad. More serious question now, pre-season. How are you finding this pre-season compared to other pre-seasons?
So far, obviously, first of all, like every other one, it's been quite tough, and it's always a long, tiring process. But look, after the break, you always want to get back in and see the new faces, see the old faces, and you get excited about the year ahead. And so far, you know, I can see that we've made some changes, especially in the front third. And I feel like without the ball, Jets fans will see a very dynamic, aggressive team that will hopefully win the ball higher up the park. I mean, the result against Melbourne Victory in the FFA Cup wasn't, what we wanted, and it's not what anyone in the town wanted. But in saying that, I feel like there was a lot of positives to take out of the performance, and the performance was miles ahead of where we were this time last season. So that's something to be excited about. And if we play like that, and we, shore up the chances we copped, if anyone who watched the game will see that they were quite soft, other than probably the first goal we got done on a counter-attack, then against a team like Melbourne Victory, who are a ball-playing team, to outplay them for the majority of the match really was a good sign. So if we play like that, we'll win more than we'll lose.
One of the things I noticed watching that game is, I just spoke to Andrew Naboo and I was saying to him, you guys are linking up quite well, a nice partnership down that right-hand side. Did you feel like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first half was a little bit, I guess, quiet, you could say, and it was... for the fans that weren't there, the conditions weren't the best for us playing into the wind in the first half. It was it was pretty horrendous over there last Wednesday. But look, in saying that, in the second half when things settled down a bit more, it was very pleasing to see that things we'd been working on, things we've been discussing, they came, to the front, I guess, of our mindset, and how we carried it out in the second half was fantastic. And like you mentioned, myself and Andrew Naboo had some joy down the right-hand side, and if it wasn't him or then it was me that were getting plenty of crosses into the box, and trying to create overloads in wide areas and create chances for the front men. And then in the end, it was an overload with a cutback with a good combination with the two new boys of Devante and Wayne Brown that ended up in the goal. So it's not just Andrew Naboo or Andrew Hull coming back, but the boys in the middle the other week, Devante and Wayne Brown, added a lot to the squad, as fans could see already, I'm sure.
So you think the new boys are fitting in nicely? They're filling the spots that we needed filled?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, their talent, is, hopefully people saw that on Wednesday, and there's, a couple of boys still to come in. Many people would have seen Morton come in mid last year, and he's an important figure for us in the front third that'll come back. Lavi Haliti missed a lot of the season, and he's nearly back to full fitness. So there's only more exciting, things to come around the corner. But, away from their talent, they're great characters, all the new boys, and their personalities, will suit, the style of the characters we want to build in the team, and they'll represent the club well in the Hunter region for sure.
Super. And did you think we missed Boogs in the back in the FFA Cup? Do you think that made a difference?
Oh, look, it's always tough when you're missing your captain. I mean, Nigel's such a great leader, and, minus his ability on the field and what he does with and without the ball, he's just a leader and an organiser. And, yeah, of course it's hard to replace that, but I thought Benny Kanarovsky did a great job for a majority of the match, and he's played there when Nigel was suspended last year and did a great job as well, so... I think that wasn't the thing that let us down. I think the thing that let us down last week was we were just a bit naive in, I guess, we were playing quite well and we got done on a counter-attack, then with a penalty and a sloppy goal at the end. I mean, the scoreline blows out, but, we're a bit naive, I guess, to how maybe we got carried away with how well we might have been playing, and, to push numbers forward and cop goals like we did, that's disappointing. So maybe that's somewhere where Nigel is a good organiser and makes sure that the boys, stay disciplined, stay focused on what we're doing well, and when he comes back, and like I said, when the others come back, we'll win more games than we lose, I can guarantee that.
So you're looking forward to the trip to Tamworth? Do you think you guys will do better there?
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to get away and obviously see the new boys as well away from, you know, the, I guess, the normal routine here. So that'll be exciting to get away and get to know everyone a little bit better. And obviously we're going up there and doing some good work in the community, you know, sponsored by the Greater Bank. So, you know, thanks to them guys for sending us up there again. And obviously with a match on the Saturday coming up against the Mariners, they'll be disappointed going out to, you know, obviously a local team from Victoria in the FFA Cup as well. So they'll want to bounce back and, you know, it should be another competitive match like all, you know, derbies are.
Derby away from home is still a derby. So what about goals for this season? Have you set any goals for yourself? Anything you want to achieve?
Yeah, definitely. I always have individual goals and obviously team goals as well. I mean, individually for me, I'd love to obviously be fully fit and make sure that I play every single match that's available, start and play every single match. I feel like if I'm doing that, then I must be doing a good job because we've got quality, you know, boys that can play in every position this year. There's going to be competition. So if I'm playing regularly, then I must be doing something okay. So for me, that's the first goal, just to stay fit, contribute to the team on the field and give my all. And obviously, you know, looking at Mark Birigidi last year and how well he played and, you know, he was recognised, you know, for it with the Socceroos cap. You know, everyone in there, you know, every Aussie footballer wants to play for the national team and you've got to set the bar high. So for me, I'd love to try and take my game another 3-4 levels up and see if I can knock on the door. And you know, that's always a goal that I've always had in my mind. But, you know, that's a dream, I guess, and there's I guess stepping stones along the way that you've got to tick off, but you know, one of those will be first and foremost staying fit and playing well for the club.
I really want a goal for you off a set piece this year because you had quite a few last year that went in but were disallowed, and that was a bit heartbreaking, so maybe one this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I scored one in pre-season against the Mariners and Orange last year and then started the season okay. First home game I scored against Sydney and it was disallowed, which, you know, I think a lot of people would agree that that was definitely onside. But look, they're the things that don't go, you know, your way. And hopefully with a better timed run, you could say, and obviously with a good delivery, you know, that's something that hopefully I can help the team with and score goals off set pieces.
All right, last question is a little bit out of the box and I'm not sure we prepped you for it. What's something other than football that you're good at that people wouldn't know about?
I've got no idea, to be honest. I've got hobbies outside of football.
Other than professional coffee connoisseur.
Yeah, I think it's well known that I like my coffee. I definitely love going for a good flat white or a piccolo. But in saying that, look, one thing that's interests me at the moment is I've just started study. And I'm doing business sport management, so I think it's very important for a footballer to try and look to the future a little bit, and that's something that's taken up a fair bit of my time. But look, something that I've realised I think I'm quite good at is renovations, because I've bought a house in Newcastle in the off-season and I've been doing some slight renovations with my dad. And you know, from not really picking up a power tool in 27 years to finally getting stuck in a little bit in my own place, I've surprised myself on my craftsmanship. So my dad being a tradie, I think he was pretty proud, and you know, hopefully there's a little bit more work to come in the place to make it look pretty schmick.
So you think you might have been a tradie with your dad if you weren't a footballer?
Oh, look, in saying that, I've got soft hands, so I don't think I would have lasted.
All right, well, that's all my questions. Thank you so much for your time today, Hoffy.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I'm here with Lachlan Jackson, young centre-back, or, well, versatile back, if you will. We've just got a couple of questions for you, Lachlan. So, first one, how many Weet-Bix do you do?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm actually a fairly big eater, so I think in a day, if I was eating Weet-Bix, I'd probably 14.
14?
Yeah.
In how many sittings?
Probably two.
Two sittings. Yeah. So you have two breakfasts.
Oh, I usually have it at night.
Oh, okay.
Get a bit hungry after the dinner.
Very good. So, yeah. Excellent. 14. Tim Cahill will have something to say about that, I think.
Yeah.
Just on to pre-season. How difficult have you found this pre-season compared to the last or any that you've been involved with, really?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Very competitive. So, you know, everyone, once we get on the field, everyone's around to go and, you know, it's 100 miles an hour, which is a good thing. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of it's with the ball, so, you know, it's the skies and I guess we come off the pitch a better player at the end of each session, which is a positive.
Excellent. Yeah, good stuff. And so with your returning to the team, you've been here last year as well. How do you find the new guys that have come in this season, that they're settling in?
Yeah, very well. I guess we've got the trip coming up as well, which is good to get them to know a bit off the field. But on the field, you know, they're fitting in very nicely. They're all great players that we've got.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to compliment us a lot this season.
Excellent. Well, you took the next question out of my hands there. The team are about to head away to Tamworth. So yeah. Besides getting to know all the new guys a bit better, what else are you looking forward to as part of that trip?
Aside from that, I guess we've got the game on Saturday night, I believe.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good test again. It'll be our third competitive game. I guess the patterns of play that we work on at training can really show again, as we did against Wednesday.
Yep.
Against the Victory, the result wasn't there, but you know, there's a lot of promising signs.
Yeah, for sure.
From the boys,
you've done it again. You've preempted my next question. I was gonna speak to you about it. That's okay. No problem at all. You could be an interviewer after football's over. So with the FFA Cup result on the Wednesday night, in atrocious conditions, it must be said. What have you and the fellow players and the coaching staff discussed since then about the performance and the result?
Obviously, you got to take the positive out of the game. We're happy, as I said, with the patterns we've worked on in training. They're really starting to show, which is good this early in the pre-season. So, I mean, we can only go up from here. But there's a good vibe in the camp because of it. You know, everyone's, you know, really excited and, I guess, optimistic at the season ahead.
Excellent. Great stuff. So, just on a personal note, what goals have you set for yourself for the season to come?
Yeah, as I said, I want to have a good pre-season and be as competitive as possible coming into it. So, you know, I want to play every game, but I've got to get myself, you know, fully ready, and then I can, you know, have a red hot crack this season.
Excellent. And just we touched on it earlier as far as your versatility across the back line. Where do you favour your position? You know, is it in the centre, or do you prefer the fullback?
Yeah, I prefer a left stopper. Okay. That'd be my preferred position. But you know, anywhere, if I'm on the park, I don't mind.
Yeah,
100%. Play goal if I have to.
that's a proper attitude. Yeah. Something outside of football. What is something outside of football that you're good at that might surprise people to learn about you?
I'm good at, okay. I've just moved in with Daniel Mullen, so
uh-huh.
he can probably vouch for it, but I'll play the drums a fair bit.
Right.
So that'd be my, I guess, hobby outside
Excellent.
Of football, yeah.
Stuff. Have you ever played in a band or anything like that? Or?
Oh, a little stuff when I was younger, back in the Sunny Coast.
Yeah.
Down here, I just jam by myself and trying to teach Muzzy to play a bit.
Awesome. Yeah. Is that a backup singer? No?
Well, he might have it. I don't know.
Do you play percussion drums or electronic?
I've got a percussion set back home, but just here it's electronic.
Ah, nice.
So I don't annoy
Keep the noise down. Yeah. Exactly right. Excellent. Exactly. Well, thanks very much for your time, Lachlan.
Cheers.
All the best for the season ahead.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you, mate.
We're here now with Stephen Jugarkovic. Stephen, welcome to the Jetstream.
Thank you very much.
Mate, before we get started, something that's, I guess, caused the fans to question a number of things. Can you pronounce your surname, just how it is meant to be pronounced?
It's pronounced, so you say Jugarkovic, so if you say the U and slow it down in between, it's a lot easier.
Okay, no worries. Thank you very much for clarifying that. Mate, that's not the opening question. The opening question actually is, how many Weet-Bix do you do?
I'll say I'll do a half a Weet-Bix more than Jack Duncan.
Oh, geez, 8.5. Gee, well, mate, where are you putting it away?
I'm joking. It's probably only about 4.
Okay, respectable amount. How difficult have you found this pre-season in comparison to others? You spent a fair bit of time overseas playing for some well-known European clubs. How is this compared to the levels that it is in European leagues?
Well, it's a lot different because it's always your three-month pre-season. Overseas, the longest pre-season I had was a month. So we're focused a lot on the ball work and things like that, which makes a footballer's life a lot easier. So it's better than running off the ball. And I've loved every minute of it so far because everything's been with the ball.
Yep. Very good. You're one of the new boys. Do you have to sing a song, or have you already sung your new team song?
Nah, I sung it first away trip in Adelaide, so I got that out of the way. So
what did you sing?
I sung Uncle Cracker Follow Me. It wasn't the best performance, but I got it done.
What was your inspiration for that?
I don't know, because I'd done it away with the Ole Roos, so I did Forever Young over there, so I wanted to change it up a bit. So
fair
I just
enough.
Pick something else.
It's nice to keep fresh, mate.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Being one of the new boys, I guess, last year, there's a number that have come into the squad this year. How are they all settling in, and how are you finding them?
Yeah, excellent. Everyone that's come in brought their own spark to the team, own personality, which is great. They've all fitted in well on and off the field, and no complaints at all with no new boys.
The FFA Cup, look, while wasn't the result that the Jets were certainly looking for going down to Melbourne, you certainly played well. You were voted by man of the match by a couple of us on the podcast. How did you find your performance?
Thank you very much. But yeah, it was, as a team, we did really well. Obviously, the result wasn't there, but obviously we can see the changes and things we've been working on throughout these last 7 weeks, and to see it come off on the field, it's a good feeling knowing that we've transferred everything off training onto the field into games. But obviously little concentration things and we obviously need to work on, but that'll come. It's still a long pre-season.
How were those conditions on Wednesday night? Were they some of the toughest that you've had experienced so far in your career?
Some would say it's a footballer's dream to play in those conditions, which you take away the wind and it was a perfect night. But
yeah,
I've played in worse snow and things like that, so it wasn't too bad.
You're about to head away to Tamworth with the boys. Have you ever been to Tamworth?
Maybe when I was younger, but not really. Don't really remember.
Are you looking forward to the trip?
Can't wait, actually. Looking forward to it.
I think the Jets have a number of school visits and also a match against the Central Coast. What are you looking forward to most?
Most I'm looking forward to getting to know all the boys a bit better, hang out as a team, bring the team bonding a bit closer, which always lifts the spirit within the camp and stuff like that.
Team goals are important, and the Jets will have set themselves goals for this season. What goals have you set yourself personally to achieve during season coming up?
Well, I just want to benefit the team as much as I can. That's obviously the first goal that has to be, which everyone has sort of personally in the team. But then personal goals, I just want to perform to my best. And then see where that goes. Take it game by game.
Okay, very good. Episode 50. Joel Griffiths joined us on the Jetstream Extra. Oh, sorry, on the Jetstream, and he referred to you as Stevie UG, and it's a nickname, I guess, that's stuck. How does it feel have been anointed Stevie UG by the Golden Man Joel Griffiths himself?
Yeah, well, I met Joel a few times, so it's a good feeling. So that's actually the first time I've heard it. But yeah, next time I see him, I'll ask him about it.
No worries. He certainly should remember it. It was it's something that has continued throughout the podcast. Mate, thank you very much for joining us. Last question before we go. What's something outside of football that you're good at that might surprise other people?
Well, I like my PlayStation, so
All right.
I'm good at that. So no, I enjoy my downtime and play my PlayStation. So I would say that's the main thing.
FIFA?
Anything FIFA, anything, yeah, I love
it. Yeah, right. So, FIFA, what team do you play with?
I'm an Arsenal fan, but I don't mind mixing it up. Anyone really, Schalke, I don't mind the German league. I like mixing it up a bit.
Okay, so, very good. Yeah. Do you think Arsenal will do all right this season?
They're looking good, so hopefully they do well.
Probably come behind Liverpool, I'd say.
doubt.
As long as they beat Spurs.
Yes, that's true.
Stephen Jugarkovic, thank you very much for joining us on the Jetstream.
Thank you, happy to be here.
Hello again, Jets fans. Emma again, and this time I'm with Nick Cowburn. I said it right, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Just making sure. So, opening question, a really easy one. How many Weet-Bix do you do?
Some mornings I do the 4 if I'm in a rush because it's easy with the bowls I have at home. But if I'm feeling pretty hungry and I got time to eat, I eat up to about 6 or 7.
Smashing them, well done. More serious question now. Pre-season, how are you finding this pre-season as opposed to the last few you've been involved with?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, the intensity's there. It's definitely gone up a gear, which, you know, is only going to benefit the team. You know, training's hard, which is good, and we've got a good coaching staff and good players around that. We're building a culture here, and hopefully that we can take that into the season that's going to be better than the last few.
And how are you finding the new boys are settling into the squad?
Yeah, there's some great additions here. We've picked up some boys in the front third that are going to help us especially. But I think Scott's brought in players that can adapt quickly to the style of football that we want to play, and that's ultimately going to help us come round one.
And do you think you're going to stay in that back left position, or do you think you'll get a run maybe in the midfield or somewhere different with a bit more options in the squad?
Yeah, look, I like to play midfield. But if left back is the option for me, that I get a starting position, anything to help the team is, you know, my main priority.
Okay, so FFA Cup, you did play, and you did play in the left back. Disappointing result, but there were some nice signs for the team, I think, coming together at the start of pre-season. How did you see it?
Yeah, I thought we played good football, to be honest with you. I thought there wasn't many times in the game, 90 minutes, that Melbourne outplayed us at all. I think we had them on the back foot, and that's the way that we set out to play. But I think we still have room to improve, which is the good thing. I thought we played pretty good against Melbourne Victory, but there's always room for improvement. So it's going to be scary how good we can get come round one.
And what about how good you're going to get versus the Mariners in Tamworth? You think that's a good place to step it up and get some more pre-season, more positive action?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter whether it's a pre-season game, a friendly, or in the competition. Any game against the Mariners, you want to win, you want to smash them. So I think we're building some great momentum to take into the game in Tamworth and hopefully get a good win up there.
Sweet. So what about goals for this season? Have you set yourself any personal goals, anything you want to achieve as part of the squad?
Yeah, main goal is to be available for selection for every single game this season. You know, I don't want to be a player that drifts in and out of the starting 11. I want to cement my spot so I play every single game and stay injury-free. In terms of performances on the field, I'd like to set up a few more goals coming from that left-hand side. And I don't think I've developed my attacking side of my game as of yet, so that's something I'm really working on in training.
That's great. I look forward to seeing that. So the last question is a little bit outside of the box. So outside of football, what's something that you're good at that might surprise the listeners?
Probably staying along the sporting lines. I'm a sports guy. I do like to play golf in my downtime, and I'm a member out at Toronto Country Club, and you know, I like to play golf out there. I like to think I'm good at golf anyway. So.
What's your handicap?
I play off 9 at the moment. So, yeah. Hopefully trying to build that down.
I don't know much about golf, but that's pretty good for a cash player, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be better. It can be better.
All right, well, good luck with both your golf and moving forward into this season. Thank you very much for your time.
Cheers. Thank you.